This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Emily Tresida, how you doing?
I'm great. So great. We were just discussing horrible things found on the beach, namely a P ending in enus worm.
The penis fish.
The penis.
No, it's called the
innkeeper, the fat innkeeper worm.
Fat innkeeper worm.
Anywho.
Which is also a horrendous name that I do not enjoy.
I would say Google it, but absolutely do not.
Don't have that in your Google history.
Scotty has texted in and he's asked us on about our thoughts on something, right? So mm-hmm. Scotty said, hey, Vic and Em, there's a movie in this. Dicks on the beach. To be honest, it has to be better than snakes on a plane. Scotty, my thoughts are you are correct.
A genius.
I genuinely think it's so good and I'm like actually ashamed of myself that I didn't come
up with this
first.
You didn't come up with that? You're a comedian.
Exactly. What am I thinking?
Embarrassing.
I think it's definitely worth, isn't there, there probably is even a sequel of Snakes on the Plane, I think maybe.
Do you reckon it's the porn parody?
Maybe. Oh. I'm not 100% sure. However, I was thinking about like some fun things that have happened to me at the beach.
Okay.
Not necessarily a beach.
I don't know if I've ever had... What's a fun thing that's happened to me on a beach?
I mean, surely you have fun at the beach, Vicky Hamlin.
Oh, yeah. I play cricket.
Yeah, and swim.
Yeah.
All sorts of fun and frivolity.
I once got almost hit by a firework.
That doesn't...
It wasn't fun.
It would have been fun for the person that set it up.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
But when I was little, I lived by a bay, so not necessarily the beach, but connected in some way.
Sure.
And I was about 12 years old, walking down the beach, the bay, rather, and I found it had rained. There were some parking tickets that had washed up on shore.
Oh.
So little 12-year-old me was like, these are plasticized paper tickets. This is really bad for the environment. So I collected all of the tickets. I'm talking like hundreds of parking tickets had washed up into our bay.
How is that? Okay.
I have no idea how, but like it was over the course of maybe a week.
Okay.
So I was like continually going to the bay, getting these parking tickets. And then all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? I'm going to send these back to the council. So I sent back these dirty, like been through mud, water parking tickets back to the councils. Sent this really sternly written letter as 12-year-old girl, aww, like, hey, you should know this is bad for the environment. So they actually started like doing non-plasticized paper tickets. And now, you know, in Melbourne,
because
of me, I was on the front page of a newspaper. Vicky, maybe my only claim to fame, to be totally honest.
That's it. Doesn't matter about all the shows you've done, sellout shows around the world.
But that's the one that makes my mum the proudest.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.